Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft will raise the retail price of the Xbox Series X game console in most countries starting August 1st. The price will go to $650 in Canada, £480 in the UK, €550 in most of Europe, and $800 in Australia. Microsoft will not raise the price in Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Japan, or the US. Sony raised its price for the PS5 in most of its markets last year. The Xbox Series S will remain at its current price of $250, but will also be offering a model with 1 terabyte of storage for $349. That model is also available in black. Also, starting July 6th, the price of Xbox Game Pass will rise $1 to $11 a month, and Game Pass Ultimate goes from $15 to $17 a month. The latest update to iOS addresses 3 zero-day vulnerabilities that have been actively exploited by the triangulation spyware. Kaspersky discovered 2 of the flaws that could be exploited by a message attachment, though a reboot would have wiped out the infection. The 3rd vulnerability was in WebKit, so it would affect your browser. The Wall Street Journal sources say Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino has resolved a dispute with Google over paying for cloud services. Reportedly, Yaccarino met with Google Cloud head Thomas Kurian, and the two companies are now in discussions for a broader partnership, including ad spending on Twitter and use of Twitter's API. User interface design tool Figma is now free for all U.S. students, kindergarten through 12th grade, in partnership with Google. Figma offers a free version to all users already, but it limits those free users to just 3 files. The education program will give students free access to the Figma Enterprise version. That one usually sells for $75 per person per month. Any school can access the program through a Chromebook, or if they use another platform, they can apply to get access on that platform. Adobe reached a deal to acquire Figma in September, but it is waiting on regulatory approval for that deal to close. Twitter chairman Elon Musk tweeted Tuesday that he was up for a cage match with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg posted a screenshot of the tweet with the caption, "Send me location." Musk responded, "Vegas Octagon." Meta is developing a competitor to Musk's Twitter. DuckDuckGo released a public beta of its privacy-focused browser for Windows. The beta browser has been available for macOS for more than a year. The Windows version uses the Windows Blink browser engine and therefore reports itself as Microsoft Edge. It includes a tool to watch YouTube videos without affecting your recommendations, third-party tracker blocking, enforced encryption, cookie pop-up management, and email protection. Apple announced availability of its Vision OS software development kit so that developers can start working on apps for the Vision Pro headset due out next year. In addition to simulators, starting in July, Apple will open in-person labs where developers can try their apps out on actual Vision Pro hardware. Those labs will be located in London, Munich, Shanghai, Singapore, Tokyo, and Cupertino, California. Meta released version 55 or V55 of the Quest OS for Quest 2 and Quest Pro headsets. The update promises a 19% increase in GPU speed on the Quest 2 and an 11% boost for the Quest Pro. It also boosts the clock speed of both headsets by 26%. And the update supports dynamic resolution scaling, multi-touch on the browser, and lets you set up a numerical passcode as an alternative to the device unlock pattern. Intel announced its manufacturing business will work like a separate unit in the company and generate its own profit margin. Intel said it has a new external customer for its foundry business as well, but did not name it. The company expects it will be ranked as the second largest foundry business in the world next year, with manufacturing revenue of $20 billion, right behind TSMC. China is loosening up restrictions on game publishing after years of limited approvals. The National Press and Publication Administration approved 89 new video games for June, its largest number this year. China only began approving video games again last year after stopping all approvals in 2021. The U.S. Department of Agriculture approved Upside Foods and Eat Just to begin commercial sales of lab-grown meat in the United States. The companies will sell chicken meat cultivated from chicken cells grown in a bioreactor. Upside plans to sell its cell-cultivated chicken at Bar Kren in San Francisco by the end of the summer, and Eat Just plans to start selling its meat at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Eat Just has been selling its lab-grown meat in Singapore since 2020. Finally, DP Review fans got some good news. Publisher Gear Patrol announced it's acquiring DP Review. This is about 3 months after Amazon announced it would shut down the camera review site. Amazon has owned DP Review since 2007. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, please subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.